Sakai Fault Killers. May 24th, 1988. Toru Sakai planned the murder of his father for 3 months, but from the moment the victim was lured inside a Beverly Hills mansion, things started going wrong. A man who said he helped Sakai with the killing testified Monday in Los Angeles Superior Court. Takashi Glenn Sakai, 54, a wealthy international businessman who lived in Tarzana, was killed inside the home, but not before a bloody and unexpected fight in which he almost was able to escape, Gregory Meyer testified. "I was behind the door," Meyer said. "He took a couple of steps in, and I came up behind him. I was successful in hitting him in the neck, but he didn't go down. For some reason, I thought I would be able to knock him out, like in the movies. But it doesn't work that way. He ran for the door." "I helped Toru bring him back inside," Meyer said. "We kept trying to knock him out." It was only after the elder Sakai had been struck repeatedly with a steel bar and handcuffed that his son stabbed him to death in the house's basement, Meyer testified. Meyer, 21, a friend of Toru Sakai's since they were members of the same high school tennis team, has been granted immunity in the case. Sakai, also 21, has been charged with murder, but is still being sought by authorities. His mother, Sanai Sakai, 51, has been charged with being an accessory to murder after the fact. Meyer revealed the details of the April 20, 1987 slaying during a preliminary hearing on the charge against Sanai Sakai. After Meyer and other witnesses testified, she was ordered by Judge David M. Horwitz to stand trial in the case. The body of Takashi Sakai, founder of Pacific Partners, an affiliate of the World Trade Bank in Beverly Hills, was found buried in Malibu Canyon in early February, about 10 months after his slaying. According to Meyer and authorities, Toru Sakai carried out the killing because his parents were embroiled in a bitter divorce, and he feared that he and his mother, with whom he lived in the family's Tarzana home, would face financial difficulties. "He told me, basically, that he hated his father and he didn't know what else to do," Meyer said. Discussed the slaying. Meyer said that on three occasions in early 1987, he and Toru Sakai discussed the killing. But Meyer said he wanted no part of the plan. Meyer said he finally agreed to help his friend in early April 1987. When Toru said he had paid another friend $1,000 to do the job, but the friend failed to follow through. "I didn't volunteer," Meyer said. "He persuaded me. He told me he would help me out when I needed him." Meyer said the plan was to lure Takashi Sakai to the empty Beverly Hills home at 718 Crescent Drive that Sanai Sakai was managing for a Japanese investor. Once there, Sakai would be kidnapped and taken to Malibu Canyon and then killed and buried, he testified. In early April, the two friends dug a grave in a secluded spot off Malibu Canyon Road, Meyer testified. Then on April 20th, Meyer said he went to the Beverly Hills home and waited while Toru met his father at a nearby hotel to ask the elder Sakai to come with him to the home. When he arrived at the house, Takashi Sakai was attacked, subdued after a struggle at the front door, and then thrown down the basement stairs, Meyer said. He was moaning and yelling for help at the bottom of the stairs, Meyer said.